You're tuned in to 93 Sweet FM Izzo. And you know it's the Los Angeles. Lay up. You know, this is the only place that you can hear from the Funkadelics to the Temptations on 93 Sweet FM is. And I'm your host with the most, the Rothschild, Mr. Rothschild. And you're tuned in again. Oh, I hear you asking where we've been, where we've been. All around the world, and we're going to do it again. We've got the famous Sweet Cadillac on 93 Sweet FM. Here's them.
Another evening of 93 Sweet FM. I'm your host, Sweet Cadillac. Tonight is very, very special. We have the Delphonics. Mr. William Hart will be on the premises momentarily. It's also a solemn moment. I'm sure everyone has heard passing away of R&B legend by the name of Prince, the Purple One. Also, Percy Sledge, R&B sensation, as well, passed away today. All I can say is that there was God in a better place. They don't have to worry about anything else but serenity and tranquility. So always remember, what you do today will dictate tomorrow. Stay blessed and geared for success. Nothing to work unless you do. I am for the people, with the people, so please go tell your people to tune in. Request line is 347-855-8436. It's going to be a Delphonic experience tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Don't touch that knob, this is my day job. 93.3. Everybody, time to get settled. Go get your cork for your wine. Go microwave your popcorn. Sit in your favorite recliner. I'm going to take you back to where music was music. Once again, back to Prince, Nelson Rogers. Don't try to jump on the bandwagon now that this man has passed away. Don't try to sample all of his music. Don't infringe upon his publishing. Cherish his legacy. That man fought hard to retain his publishing, even by giving up his name, turn himself into a symbol. He believed in what he stood for. So don't infringe upon that. That's just words from me, little old Tweed. Stay in your lane. Always remember, the day you stop trying is the day you start dying. But what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to play you one of my favorite Prince songs. And we're going to jump back into this Delphonic beautiful experience. Make sure to tell a hater and tell a player. Make sure to leave that film. Ism, baby.
one. That's for the creator of man. This is for the sun.
That's what this one's for. 93.3 FM. The mighty incomparable, everlasting, Delphonics. We'll be on the premises momentarily. If you like to speak, all you have to do is press 1 on your smartphone. You'll be live with the host. You're tuned in to 93.3 FM. Tonight's episode brought to you by Sandy Sweet Sensations. Something you always got a taste for. 323-282-6962. She will deliver goodies right to your front door. Peach cobbler, banana pudding, socket tumi cake. Also, wrap spoon custom design. 586-745-GMCD. As for Lola St. Clair, receive a 10% discount. Tonight's episode brought to you by TrekTycoons.com, CoolFusion.com.
Hey everyone, this is Chris Jasper from the world famous Isley Brothers and Isley Jasper and Isley, and you're riding on the Caravan of Love, and you're listening to 93.3 FM, lowrider oldies, R&B, and everything in between.
We're gonna walk right up to the sun. Keep it flashy, classy, and jazzy, y'all. Don't touch that knob, it's my day job. My 3.2 FM. Y'all, Phonics, coming up. 93.3 FM. Ladies and gentlemen, without any further ado, I bring you Mr. William Hart, the fabulous Delphonics. Good evening,
la
sir.
Means I love you, y'all.
Hey,
la
hey, love.
Means I love you.
And you also never broke your promise by appearing tonight.
That's right.
So for the love I give to you, somebody loves you. I can't believe this is a dream. We've done it over and over, and we're always going to walk up to the sun. Can you remember?
That's right.
Well, let's blow their mind this time, Mr. Hart.
Okay.
I've been good with you. How has everything been? I see you're on the road. I got new music.
You know, first of all, I want to give my condolences to Prince, whom I miss already. I can't believe it, you know. One entertainer, one great one after another.
Indeed.
But we're made that way to leave our legacy on the earth. And I kind of took a lesson from Prince, you know. I put all my songs in my one basket. Now you can go to lalameansiloveyou.com and you can get all of the Delphonics new music and my new artist that I have on my new label, La La Records. So you will find the website extremely interesting when you click onto it, you know. That's it. lalameansiloveyou.com. New York can remember that.
That's beautiful. And I'm going to make them eat it up because I'm going to say it 1,000 times tonight. Because I've been rolling on the Delphonics for the last 20-plus years myself. And so many songs that you guys have made that have inspired me and got me through good times, bad times, just all kind of times. I mean, I have so many favorites. I'm sitting here now looking at my playlist, and I don't even know what to do. It baffles me.
I know, you know. That's a good thing. I'm glad you said that because, you know, in the show business thing, man, you can get so turned around, you know, and forget who you are. You know, that's what I liked about, you know, Prince. He stayed true to where he lived, you know. I kind of stayed true to where I live here in Philly, too, you know. So it's a bittersweet thing because I know how rough the world is, you know, today, and how hard it is to go up and down the road without getting in an accident or something like that. So it's extremely, it's hard to people think. It takes a lot out of the entertainer. So when I see the entertainer, it looks like, man, he's been drained, but he's hurting and he's in pain right now, but he's smiling. He can't show the audience. Then when he gets alone, then the pain drops on him, you know?
Tears of a clown.
Yeah, you know? It's rough, man. It's really rough, man. But I thank Prince for doing my song, La La Means I Love You. You know, he told me, he said, you know, he felt that La La Means I Love You was made for him. That's what he told me. He said, when he heard that song, he said that song was made for him. And that's the first one he recorded. From the Delphonics on his album, Prince the Artist.
That's deep.
Mm-hmm.
I was even going through my crates, and I found a vintage Jackson 5 song where they did Can You Remember? And some said, just click on the disc. And I'm listening to it, and Michael, man, he had to be like 10 or something.
Oh, yeah.
And he did his thing. I could not believe it myself. It's like, wow. You guys have really touched a lot of people, considering all the competition. Not only were you from Philly, you had that Philly sound. Because speaking of Philly, I'm playing the Delphonics theme, the instrumental right now when we're talking over.
Uh-huh.
But when you listen to that, the orchestration and the strings and the horns, and man, the music was phenomenal before you even picked up a pencil. So I'm sure it inspired you so much, man, because you wrote all of these songs that Everybody can sing word for word verbatim. But that music,
right.
I mean, just to have that stylistic type music vibe, it was just completely solid. It's nothing like an orchestra. When you travel do you have just a band, or do you still travel with the orchestra?
We don't take the orchestra until something really big, you know. Well, you travel with a 5-piece band, you know, and we do clubs and things of that nature. But I'm putting my group out there called William Hart Delphonic.
Those strings are phenomenal.
You got to listen. Yeah, you listen to some of the arrangements that we did on those songs.
Yes, I have.
Yeah, I'm telling you, they are hot. They awesome. But I did that for my fans. I wanted them to have all my music. Because tomorrow is not promised to you.
Indeed.
You know? So I want to live a day and know that my fans, who made me what I am, still care about me, still love me, and still want to get my music.
Sure
well,
do.
There's a way to get my music now. You
I
know
got
what
it
I mean?
All. I got it all. Matter of fact, it's in my car right now. I've been rolling on you, and we'll continue to roll on you.
Oh, beautiful.
Believe me.
Beautiful.
So what's your favorite Delphonic song?
La La Means I Love You.
Out of all of them? Stop it. That's not the one. That's beautiful. It's in the top five on my playlist. But my favorite Delphonic song, I would have to say Somebody Loves You, Girl. This, I swear, is true, girl. Oh, that's the one.
Hey, what about For the Love I Give to You?
Oh, yes. Okay, that's cool. But Over and Over, I've tried over and over again. Man, that's the one right there, too. Don't sleep on that one. Okay, what about I Don't Want to Make You Wait?
I Don't Want to Make You Wait. That was really strong. That was a very underestimated song.
Man, that's a hot one. That's hotter than Fish Grease right there.
It's one on there called She's the Kind of Girl that's on that website. That song is dedicated to the women for a clean song from the Delphonic, as we've always done, you know.
Okay.
And baby, it's the way you make me feel. You know, and I want to dedicate to Prince the song I'll Miss You from the album William Hart, The Heart of the Delphine.
Okay. Well, there you have it. Let me run that. Here we go, y'all. Ladies and gentlemen, 93.3, William Hart, world famous, Delphonic. Stay tuned. I'll get to your calls right after this song. Love one of them, each and every one of y'all.
I don't want you to go away. I don't want for you to go away. Baby, all of the pain that you've been through, your doctors just told me done all they could do, and now it's all in God's hands. He wants you with Him, and I misunderstand. I'm gonna miss you.
I don't want you to go away.
I don't want you to
go away. I'll miss you. I'm gone.
Everybody's gonna see me cry when I say goodbye with tears in my eyes. Your tender love I'm gonna miss, and your sweet smile I won't beautiful face for another day and to spend some time with you. I want to say I miss you.
Notes like that. Nobody but the Delphonics, I tell you.
Oh, man. I'll miss you, man.
Yeah, that was very heart-wrenching, as they say. I like that,
yeah.
Sir.
Yes, man.
Really,
something
really
clean and beautiful, you know?
So when's the next show?
June 18th will be in at the Howard Theater. You know, they rebuilt the Howard Theater, remodelized it inside.
And that's in Philadelphia?
No, that's in Washington, D.C., the 18th, June 18th.
June 18th, okay.
In that
that's
area,
great.
Make sure y'all stop them up and see the Delphonics.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's get into another tune real quick.
Right.
I like this one right here. Check this out. I didn't mean to break your heart, baby. I know I was supposed to be home at 6 o'clock, but I had a radio show to do. Please don't be mad. I'm sorry.
Never mind. songwriter, oldies, R&B, and all in between. You're tuned into the After Six Cruise Mix, hosted by Tweed Cadillac. I'm Kevin Slow Jam and James. Thanks for joining me and Tweed.
Thank you, Mr. Kevin Slow Jam and James. And thank you as well, Mr. William Hart, for joining me.
Oh, absolutely. Anytime and all the time.
Wow, that's a great thing. Always tell people, if you're going through hell, no matter what it is, you know, we all have problems, just simply keep going. Just simply
keep going.
That's all you got to do. It's as simple as
tomorrow's
that.
Tomorrow's a new day. In fact, I wrote a song called Tomorrow is a New Day. And we can start all over again. You see? It's the beginning of the rest of our lives. So, being a writer, a songwriter, I always write about those type of things. Love, sadness, and also happiness. You know, nothing negative, no negative energy at all comes from the Dolphonic song. But, I've just been having, that's where I feel now, you know. I continue to write the ballads. I knew that works.
When you have that pencil in your hand, right, and you're holding it to that paper, it's magically moving. I can visualize that because I'm a writer as well. And when you drop that pen onto that pad and you take a step back and you look at it, describe that feeling because it is phenomenal. You haven't even got to the booth yet. But you know that those words are so powerful that what evokes the emotion. So when you get in that booth, it's like somebody just lit some dynamite up under you. Because you get in there and blow. When you wrote Tell Me This Is a Dream, when you was in that booth, how many takes did it take for you to do that song?
Oh,
I'm just curious to know.
Many at all. They used to call me One Take Williams because they liked the things that I did to a song. And one take, I'm telling you, most of them.
Wow, you ran through them in one take.
Yeah, because believe me, I was singing it all the time. When I got in the booth, it was no problem.
Wow.
See what I'm saying? You got
to
rehearse it.
Take notes, you rapper guys. Take notes.
Yeah.
No punching in.
Yeah.
None of that cheating stuff. Yeah. One take them and get up out of there with a hit record.
That's right. And believe me, the name of this game is hit records. It's this show business. So you got to take care of the business. You know, you got to have your show intact. You know, and you got to be responsible for what you say out of your mouth because you're a special person now. You know, you have been appointed to lead the pack. You can lead them the wrong way or the right way, it's your choice. You know, I choose the right way.
That's right.
I choose life over death. You know?
That's right. All my callers, if you'd like to speak with Mr. Hart, just press 1 on your smartphone and I'll pull you right in. So, Mr. Hart, tell me, what motivates you to keep going? You've done everything you could possibly do in music.
Yeah, absolutely.
What motivates you?
What motivates me now is to take all my songs, package them up, continue to put them out over and over again. That's the motivation. I don't want them stacked up in my closet because, like Prince, I write songs every day, you know? And every night I got one of the finest musicians in the world that comes through here, my studio, and we cut right here in the house. Incredible. Today's sound is just totally different than it was back in the day because we would have to have full-blown orchestras. Now they got this other kind of music, but you got to have a good rhythm section to play, you know, so you can feel the soul in it. You don't want to feel the same beat in every song you hear. You want to feel. That's why playing it live like we did, it was so natural for the listener. So that's
the piano introduction to the Delphonics theme. Oh my God, that's just serenading music all day.
All day long.
Yeah, let me go to the phone line. Caller, you are live with Mr. Hart from the Mighty Delphonics. Hello.
Hello. Am I live?
Yes, sir.
How y'all doing this evening? This is G. Lou. How you doing, Tweed? How you doing,
I'm beautiful, sir.
How you? All right.
Mr. William, I'm a longtime fan of Delphonics. You know, you guys have classics for days, real oldies. And I'm listening to you speak tonight, and I'm glad to hear artists such as yourself, a legendary artist from way back then, still have the passion, you know, to want to do it, like you said, and want to put your songs out and just record, and that says a lot, you know, to still be going, you know, to this day. I have a question also, like, how do you feel about nowadays, like you were speaking on, opposed to back in the day, you had, you know, to go, you know, to the studios or deal with the labels and all that, opposed to now that you can
love
the music
today,
how you want to, you know?
Well, today,
and put it out how you want.
Yeah, you put your songs together out because the internet is your distributor now.
Right,
you know,
right.
You used to have to get somebody to distribute our product all across the world. But now we don't have to do that with the internet.
Right.
We just put all of our music in lalameansilovyou.com. And all my fans go straight there and get everything we've ever done.
Right.
And my new artists.
Right.
Two of them. Mikey White and also Sean Ballard. Okay. Those are my two new artists, and they're strong. It's a song when you go to lalameansilovyou.com, you'll see the new artists. Take a listen.
Oh.
All my fans.
Okay.
Take a listen. They'll find
all right.
Back.
They're back. You ain't never went nowhere, though, sir. You never went anywhere.
Thank you.
Long time fan. Keep up the good work, and God bless you.
Yeah.
Rest in peace to Prince. Oh, also,
man, God
I
bless
say.
You, man. And thank you for calling in, man.
You're welcome. Y'all have a good evening. Shout out Tweed, Big Tweed Cadillac. Much love, big homie. Peace.
Oh, sir, thank you so much, man. Thanks for tuning in to 93.3 Tweed FM.
Yes,
man, let me play this one for you, Mr. Hart. I got to take you there real quick. One of my all-time favorites as well. Here we go. Can you remember this? When we were children.
I love you, baby, I love you. your boy Boogie, one half of Who That. The group from New Orleans out here in Sacramento, holding it down with San Quentin and Dundee 772. We out here grinding with OG Tweed Cadillac on 93.3 Tweed FM ism. The only station playing Funkadelic with the Temptations, you hear me? Yeah, that's your boy.
You're listening to the best of the Lowrider hits with Tweed Cadillac on 93.3 FM.
What's up, everybody? I'm MCJB of JJ Fad, and you're listening to 93.3 Tweed FM, Lowrider oldies that are...
Jackson 5, and you remember on 93.3 Tweed FM, Mr. William Hart is on the premises. Press number one on your smartphone. Come live. Jackson 5 rendition of the Delphonics' greatness. Wow, that's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing. So, Mr. Hart, were you privileged enough to meet Michael Jackson when they wanted to record that song?
In fact, I was working with Jackson 5 before Diana Ross.
Oh, okay.
Every time we would go to, near the Indiana area, well, Joe Jackson would bring them out to our shows.
Wow.
That's when I met them. You know, they really loved us, you know.
Joe probably loved you guys, too. That's why he got 13 kids.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Michael could have been made off the Delphonics. No disrespect to nobody. I'm just having fun here. 93.3, y'all. Caller, you are live with Mr. William Hart on 93.3 FM. Hello.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes,
you
can. Yeah.
Hi, William. This is Carolyn Beverly in San Antonio.
Hey, what's up? I'm fine. How y'all doing?
Doing absolutely wonderful.
All right.
I'm calling in. Now, I know you have a new CD out. You have new music out. We can appreciate you. We can appreciate the music from back in the day, but we're overly excited that you have new material out. Do you think you can go? Do you think you can go over the new material?
I'm sorry. I want to have him go over the whole catalog for you.
Oh, okay.
The whole new Delphonic catalog is on lala means I love you.com, right?
Right. And, now I've looked at it. but mm-hmm. I know you have fans all over the country, all over the world, and they want to hear about the new music, too.
That's right. Beautiful.
I'm going to get off, and I'm going to let him start playing your new music.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a good day. Good night.
God bless you. Good night.
Thank you for calling, caller. It's always a pleasure to hear a happy voice and a friendly face, even though I can't see.
She sounds so
humble. Mr. Hart,
nice person.
I would love to play some of the new music, but my staff only alerted me till I'll miss you. So that's really can't happen today, but what I can do is next week I got you covered.
All right.
Not a problem. As long as I can get it on my desk, I will definitely play it.
Yeah, you know, all
really
over
still
the world.
A drink.
Yeah, I get the same thing all the time. They want to hear the new stuff. And so I give it to them. I'll give it to them next week.
I'm waiting for it myself. My Cadillac is shined up. All I gotta do is slap it on in there.
Beautiful.
So,
beautiful.
What do you project to be the future for the Delphonics, other than just touring? Are you doing some things for the community?
Everything, yeah. And in fact, I'm trying to get the entertainers to join in on a program called Entertainers United to Help. What I mean by that is all the entertainers, you know, that lives in big mansions and things like that, and fancy cars and plenty of toys. Meanwhile, the poor people who support us is suffering, and we don't have
that's
a
true.
Program for them, and I think that's wrong. And so it's a lot of poor people, you know? I don't even hear them saying that. Well, in this election thing here, you know, trying to be the president.
Yeah.
Without acknowledging the poor. See, the poor is to whom all the prophets came to, the poor people. You know, so we got Entertainers United to Help /PPP, Poor People Program. So you go online and you'll see a little bit of it on there. We're shaping up, we're updating it every week, you know. But it's wonderful. Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful because I figure that people are listening to anything that you're about, all these other entertainers as well. You have the world's ear, so do something to help those that are less fortunate. I interviewed Tom Brown a few weeks ago, and I learned something that I never knew, that Tom Brown is a pilot, and he trains inner city youth on how to fly airplanes. So
fantastic.
It's like if I would have had somebody to come to my inner city neighborhood way back when I was 12 or 13, who knows, I would have been driving for United Airlines or something. I mean, that's a beautiful thing. Help those, reach those, and teach those.
Each one, teach one.
Yes, I commend you for that. I really commend you for that.
Yeah, we got to start doing something now, you know? Tomorrow.
So what advice could you give to any, like, upcoming artists? Because they're so fooled about what the music business is about. They don't really have a clue. They're in their home studios.
Let me say this. To the people who confuse the music business is it's almost like a game, you know? And once you realize you got to get a hit record to be respected and get nice shows and interviews like I'm doing, et cetera. You got to have the people in your heart when you make your song.
That's right.
And if you don't, I mean, you're just blowing words out into the wind.
Yeah, they're not going to follow no suckers. They're not going to follow no suckers. Even those that have a short attention span will get tired of you. So, yes, I try to tell that to artists all the time as well. It's like, if you're a prototype of that other artist, when his style plays out, you're right along in that bunch. Have some individuality with your craft. Man, not only that, learn the business of music. Because Chief has a great book that came out almost 20 years ago. I've been telling rappers for the last 20 years, go get Kashif's book called The Art of Music.
That's
the business
fantastic.
Of music. I mean, it's as simple as, and it's a paperback. It'll tell you everything you need to know about your publishing, about this, about that.
See?
But these guys just want to just think that they're Hollywood and never even seen Soul Train. So it's kind of funny, man.
Yeah, well, you know, again, like, you know, it's really easy to do. You just got to concentrate. Like when, like you said, when you put the pen down, what's coming out of my head is going into someone else's head. So I got to make sure what's coming out of my head is clean.
Indeed.
All the time. And blessed with a beautiful melody. Beautiful melody. One after another, over and over again.
That's
right.
And always tell them that it's no such thing as luck. It's where opportunity meets preparation. So if you're not prepared for this music industry, when you get into it, you're going to get raped. You're going to get pilfered. You're going to get flung out the back door as fast as you came into the front door. I don't want to see that happen to none of these artists, because for you to have a career that's maintained the longevity that you have a lesson that you can really teach these youngsters. And I'm sure that you've already schooled your new and upcoming artists that are under you. They know the game.
Oh, yeah.
They're not going to get raped and pillaged. But sometimes you have to touch these artists and tell them, look, sir, you need to get your publishing. You need to learn this business, because that's where the money is.
It's called show business.
Exactly.
You got to get your show together, and you got to have the business straight. You don't have any problems.
All day and forever.
You know,
and we can stand to eat black and blue.
But the bumps along the road is helping you learn. So,
you know, I've always... I didn't mean to cut you off, sir.
That's all right.
I always get questions because, like, you know, I've interviewed a lot of people, right? And the artists always ask me, well, do you think that some of these artists that you interview, would they be willing to work with me, considering that I might not be, you know, a big artist? So, I mean, I have to pose that question. Would you be willing to do a collaboration with, like, any other artists if they sought you out?
I would love to, man. You know, I like working with the young guys, you know, because they got plenty of talent, and I can direct that talent correctly. You know, when you listen to Mikey White and the songs that we put on to him and Sean Ballard, get ready for some music, y'all. La La Means I Love You .com. I'm telling you. That's
exactly.
I'm telling you. Yeah.
I'm going to be on it as soon as I end this show with you. I'm going to be on it. I want to say good looking out to my sponsor, Sandy Sweet Sensations. So if you're in the L.A. area and you got a sweet tooth, something that you got a taste for, so you got that banana pudding, peach cobbler, Sakatumi cake, et cetera, et cetera, delivered right to your front door. Call her at 323-282-6962. Tell her Tweet Cadillac sent you. Receive a 15% discount. Let me get into a... Man, here I go again. I'm baffled. I'm stumped. What would you like for me to play, Mr. Hart? Because I'm looking at all these ones, and I'm leaning toward Break Your Promise, but I kind of want to play Tammy, This Is a Dream. I'm thinking it over. I kind of want to play... Oh, Think It Over is hot, too.
Do you have She's the Kind of Girl there? No.
Actually, let me check. Hold on. I got everything, but no.
Yeah.
I have your favorite song. I could play that for you if you like.
All right. Okay.
It's up to you, because I got a million of them.
All right.
It's up to you, sir. I don't want to take over the show, man, because I will play all my favorites, and the fans, man, do you like it or they don't get no love when the Delphonics come to my town, because I love them.
That's my man.
Man, let me play this one, though. Let me play this one, man. This is a nice one. Ladies and gentlemen, 93.2 FM, press 1 to talk to Mr. Hart. We will talk back. You're live, 93.3 FM-ism. Low Rider Oldies, R&B, and all in between.
You're gonna wanna hug me and squeeze me
for the
love.
Such a beautiful ballad. Words really cannot express, because if you play that to your significant other, to your wife, to your future wife, even to your ex-wife, it's going to evoke some emotion. For real.
Yeah.
Mr. Hart, in closing, man, what would you like to tell the world?
First of all, I would like to tell the world to go to Lala Means I Love You, and that's Lala, L-A, L-A means I love you.com. It's all one word. So you know, everybody knows what la la means. I love you means. No, I twisted up on that. Everybody knows what la la means. La la means I love you. And I want to shout out to the Bolero brothers. I want to give a big shout out to Reggie Green and all my family out in California. I love you. And next week, we'll have the Delphonics Cadillac for you.
Well, when you come to L.A., I'm going to show you the town, and we ain't going to paint it red. We're going to paint it blue. It's going to go down.
That's right. All right.
Good,
and don't
man.
Forget, man, with love for our brother Prince, okay? And he's not dead, although y'all think he is, but he's not good. Because nothing in this universe is dead. This is a moving universe. So where there's no emotion, there's no life. But that's another subject, and we'll talk about that next week.
That's beautiful. Because we are love mm-hmm. right here, 93.2 mm-hmm. FM. We want to say don't swerve off the freeway trying to follow cars that you can't keep up with. So make sure you keep it flashy, classy, and jazzy. We got the Delphonics, Mr. Hart, on the premises, and we're going to keep this show moving because we are love. And all we can do is give it. That's all we can do is give it. Because the eyes of love will watch you as you go from day to day.
Yeah. Marvelous.
Hate is driving me away.
93.3 FM, Israel. Rest in peace, Mr. Michael Joseph Jackson. Big shout out to Mr. William Hart, the Delphonics. You're on 93.2 FM. I want to break a song right now. It's a new song by The Emotions. Miss Wanda sent this to me. You know, check this out. Tell me, man, if y'all.
Reminisce about the dreams I had. It seems that my dreams have become my life. Rap star, 3 kids and a wife. I live the boss's life. If I cross your sight or get lost tonight, I must say I lived a hell of a life. But my kids, I gotta give them more than I did. And I have spent a little more time at the pad to be their friend and not just their dad. Let them make their own decisions, cause if this they pass, don't skip no class. Learn how to get your cash. Life goes on, it's so fast. Baby girl 7, little Snoop said, "Daddy, do you think we're going to heaven?" So I told him like my granddaddy used to tell me, "We living in hell, so we better be." It's a trip how I drift when I drive. So hard to survive, I'm just trying to stay alive. I want to cry, but I can't, so I smoke and I drink. Cause my motto is go hard in the paint. Think I ain't making no way for the future, G. Wasn't that good in the hood when I think of how it used to be. But I'ma change that and remain black. I'm planted and rooted and suited and booted, bang back. Snoop Dogg and The Emotions. How about that? That's life. Yeah, that's life. Thank you, Auntie. Thank you, Auntie.
93.3 FM. Thank you, Miss Wanda.
I'm Flexa Raleigh. I'm TJG.
You're listening to
93.3.
The only station that plays the funkadelic mix with the sensations, lowrider music.
93.3 on your FM is some payphone Motown rhythms. What we give them, lowriders locking it up, playing the cut. 7 to 9, we can be touched. Tweed Cadillac and Shamrock us. Flexa Raleigh in the house, about to turn it up.
Thursday nights, like they do it right. Bumping the best combination of hits, they keep it tight. We swagged out in the old school caddy, ragged out. Popping the iPod, turned up the block and smashed out. I'm listening to the music that make my Lolo move. Front to back, side to side, through emotion so smooth. Up the street, banging the beat. Tweed bringing the heat. No other radio.com can compete. Number one funkadelic temptation station, broadcasting all across the nation. The number one funkadelic temptation station, broadcasting all across the nation.
93.3.
No Rider Oldies, R&B, and all in between. 347-855-8436. Holler at me. Just don't yell, y'all. Hey.
Across the street, and you're the same old girl, yeah, that I went to. face the reality, the one I love, leaving me. You know, loving you too much, not wanting to realize that you're in love with someone else.
3.2 FM. Lowrider oldies, R&B, and all in between. I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. Next week will be the world-famous Isley Brothers, Mr. Chris Jasper. Call it back. I'm out. It's been swell, but I got a bail. Tell a hater to tell a player. Tune in every Thursday night, 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific time. Listen via phone, 347-855-8436 or blogtalkradio.com/93tweetfm. Good night and God bless. Rest in peace, Prince. Percy Sledge.